It's May 18th, and believe it or not, it's the last day of trekking for this group. It was a team that looked still somewhat sore and trail-worn as they walked up the hill from Fokdien to Lukla, but certainly with much more confidence and familiarity with the trekking life than they had a short time ago when we walked down that hill. I could tell the group was in no particular hurry to stop walking, knowing that our half-day walk into Lukla would be it for the trekking life. Along the way, we stopped and played with two beautiful Nepalese children, and Jim Barr presented them with Big Brother's Big Sister's hats, which brought me back to Edmonton, the Edmonton Sun, and all our sponsors back home in Alberta for the Big Brother's Big Sister's program. Those kids were great, and we left them with wonderful souvenirs from Alberta for a great program. But we're leaving Nepal with many, many memories. Our souvenirs will far outweigh anything we've left here. I know we've made friends that will remember us, but I can tell you each member of this team has images, faces, smells, sights that will stay with them a lifetime. When we got to our lodge, Doug, who had had his guitar rejected by Air Canada, which he wanted to fly over here with, was happy to find one hanging on the wall of the lodge, and he looked very relaxed as he sat in a warm, cozy lodge in Lukla and played guitar for the first time in weeks. Later, we all went outside and took one entire team photo, not only of the trekking team members, but of the guides, the cook staff, the kitchen workers, the Zopkio drivers, the porters, the entire crew. What a team we have. One more night together before many of us fly off to Kathmandu. We're looking forward to visiting that marvelous city again. And we will continue to keep you posted of our adventures along the way. But the trekking is over, and we're happy tonight in Lukla.